UNLV men's basketball is on the road this week. The Running Rebels will try to shake off a gut-wrenching loss in their last game when they take on the Boise State Broncos in Idaho tonight. UNLV is 8-7 on the year and 1-2 in Mountain West play. Our United Soccer League team, the Las Vegas Lights, have been sold. Former Major League Baseball player Jose Bautista acquired the minor league team from Brett Lashbrook, who owned them since their debut in 2018.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the MultiCare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The MultiCare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Well, considering school and work is back in, hasn't been too tough this morning as far as accidents go. Getting the all clear right now of freeway accidents. Still going to have some of the usual braking in the normal spot south end of town as you come off 215 onto 15 northbound. Still working a couple of accidents on the east side intersections, one at Tropicana and McLeod, another at Sunset and Pecos. Should be another cool sunny day here in the Vegas Valley. Today's highs staying just below 60 degrees. It's 39 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
In case you're wondering, let's see, Ron DeSantis will be in a televised town hall on CNN this afternoon at 5 our time, and that'll be from New Hampshire. And Donald J. Trump was in court this morning for jury selection in the E. Jean Carroll defamation case. Nobody goes to jail as a result of this, but it'll probably cost Donald J. Trump a lot of money. I'll leave it at that. Earlier in the show, we had a chance to dig down onto one of the big races that's coming up, the U.S. Senate race, trying to unseat Jackie Rosen. Dr. Jeff Gunter joined us just after 6 o'clock this morning, and I asked, did it surprise you, the margin of victory for Donald J. Trump?
Absolutely not. The depth and breadth of support that Donald Trump has across every demographic group. It's a blowout. I think from now on going forward, it's just a pretend primary. Donald Trump will be the nominee. And in the words of Newt Gingrich, it's time that everyone gets over it and realizes that Donald Trump will be the nominee and he will be the next president of the United States.
Did you get a chance to see any of the victory speech at all?
Yes, I did. And it's just pure leadership. And it's obviously not the image that the radical progressive left want to see from us. They want to portray Donald Trump in a different light. But clearly, it's just pure and simple leadership, magnanimous on behalf of the president. And he's going to proceed on to victory in the same vein, and that's how he's going to lead America. He's there for all Americans, and we all know that. And it's just the fake news who tries to portray him in a different light. Look, they're dragging him down to New York today. What a coincidence, you know, right before the New Hampshire primaries. But they will fail, and everything they do will backfire on them. And he will be the nominee, and he will be the next president.
Dr. Jeff, do you like the strategy he has used? He's not debating, but he is giving speeches, and he's doing photo ops, and he's doing all kinds of stuff. But he's not getting down in the mud with the debates. Is that smart?
I think it's smart in the situation of Donald Trump, where basically at this point it's a pretend primary. Why should he? The American public know him. He's been president of the United States for 4 years. And there's really no reason if you're blowing all your competitors out. I think it was 51% now in Iowa. Why would you give them the oxygen just to try to pick him apart? The American public know him. He's the most famous person on the planet Earth. And this is not just in America. It's around the world. So I think he's better off communicating with the American public. And he's obviously done that, and that's why he's been so successful.
Again, Dr. Jeff Gunter joining us. He is a candidate for the U.S. Senate, and he is 110% behind Donald J. Trump. Which, by the way, do you think there will be coattails? I'm sure you hope there will be, but is that your best guesstimate there will be Trump coattails?
I would say not necessarily coattails. I think there's substance to all of us who are 100% supporting Donald J. Trump. We are supporting America First principles, ideas that we want to lower inflation, that we want to have an all-of-the-above energy policy and drill, baby, drill, that the minute that we get in, when I become the next U.S. senator from Nevada, we are going to close the border. If you don't have a border, you don't have a country. If you are giving money to Ukraine and other countries around the world when you don't have a border, that's not putting America first. So, yes, there will be a coattails effect, but my definition is that the voters of Nevada understand that the values and principles of America First put Nevada first. And quite frankly, I am the only candidate who can beat Jackie Rosen. And my opponent, Sam Brown, some people have called him Scam Brown, just reluctantly endorsed President Trump a couple days ago. And if you look at his Twitter site today, there is zero mention as of now of the great victory in Iowa. So, you know, he's someone who's funded by America for China Prosperity. He's someone who's been aligned with Nikki Haley and those funders. And what they're really finding out is that it's not really putting America first. And that's why I'm going to be the next U.S. senator. And I'm going to take care of the people of Nevada, put America first, and put them first.
I think I saw this right a couple of days ago. Did Sam Brown actually endorse Trump?
Yeah, finally, after we've been hammering him for months now, and he's in a panic. Quite frankly, his whole campaign is in a panic. He's being supported by the deep state. He's a puppet of Mitch McConnell. Like I said, he's getting funded for Americans for China Prosperity. And he's also having a campaign that was being run by Katie Walsh, who we all know was infamous for being escorted out of the White House after a very short period where Donald Trump took her in his administration. So really, my opponent, my main primary opponent, Scam Brown, is just a deep state puppet of Mitch McConnell. He will do anything and say anything, and that's the exact opposite of our 110% pro-Trump campaign that myself, Ambassador, and Dr. Jeff Gunter are running, and we can be relied on, and we will take care of the people of Nevada, and that's why actually we're growing so much strength, and we were almost able to muscle Scam Brown into a half-hearted endorsement of the greatest president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, that we've had since Abraham Lincoln.
Wow. Jeff Gunter, Dr. Jeff Gunter, joining us earlier in the program, and this is going to be a spirited race for the United States Senate. But we got to look at the bottom line. The bottom line is Jackie Rosen. Jackie Rosen has got to go, has to go. This is going to be fascinating to watch over the course of the next 6 months. That's going to just about do it. I can't believe we rolled through all of it, and we still need more. I'll call Clay and Buck, see if I can get an extra half hour. No, don't think that'll work. Anyway, join us again tomorrow. Hope you'll tune in early at 6:05 a.m. Until we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where Clay and Buck and Bill O'Reilly are next. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
This is Ron Quince, your Republican candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and a 20-year resident of the Las Vegas Valley. Over the last few weeks, I've had friends, neighbors, and clients ask me why I'm taking time away from a great career to run for Congress. The answer is 2 reasons. I'm doing it for the future of my 2 young precious daughters, and I'm doing it for you. When the American dream is alive for you, it is alive for all of us. It's a shame that the dream is now fading because of the reckless actions of Dina Titus and her boss, Joe Biden, and their thirst for power and control over your life. They have lied to us, destroyed our economy, our energy independence, and they have attacked our families. It's time for us to take a stand. The Ron Quince campaign is about you and the fight to reclaim the dream, the opportunities, and the freedoms that were promised in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at ronq4u.com. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has 2 convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com.
and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Tuesday, January 16th, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. Caucus results, diversity in the FAA, Arctic blast, and your new Miss America. That's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, Donald Trump won 51% of the vote for the caucus in Iowa last night. Ron DeSantis got second with 21.2%, and Nikki Haley in third with 19.1%. Vivek got 7.7% and suspended his campaign last night, and he endorsed who he said is the only other candidate who is America first, Donald Trump. The biggest Iowa caucus victory was in 1988. Bob Dole got 37% of the vote. Again, Trump got 51, and Bob Dole won by 12 points. Trump won by 30. Trump won every county except for one, and that is the county that has the University of Iowa in it. That county went for Nikki Haley. Now we're on to New Hampshire next Tuesday, 1 week from today. The latest poll has Trump at, by the way, the last poll in Iowa, Trump had 48%. He got 51%. Latest poll in New Hampshire, Trump's at 43, Nikki Haley at 30, a double-digit lead, and DeSantis is at 5. And Vivek was at 5 as well. Then off to South Carolina, Nikki Haley's home state. Trump's at 54%, Haley at 25, and DeSantis at 12. We have another airplane mishap, as they call it. A plane was taxiing for departure, clipped another aircraft at Chicago O'Hare on Sunday. No injuries reported. In totally unrelated news, Buttigieg's FAA has a diversity and inclusion website where the agency claims, quote, diversity is integral to achieving the FAA's mission of ensuring safe and efficient travel across our nation and beyond. The FAA says they have goals of hiring PWDs, people with disabilities, targeted disabilities, which include hearing, vision, missing extremities, partial paralysis, also severe intellectual disabilities and psychiatric disabilities. This now falls under the umbrella of diversity. It's been cold. An Arctic cold outbreak. 95 million people were under weather warnings or advisories for wind chills below zero. Chester, Montana, down to minus 54 degrees. Dickinson, North Carolina, negative 66 wind chill. How is that possible? Things start to warm up today, but not much. Your new Miss America is a 22-year-old second lieutenant in the U.S. Air Force and a master's student at Harvard, representing the state of Colorado, the first active-duty Air Force officer ever to win Miss America. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith, the great Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Our freedom should never be taken for granted. They must be cherished, protected, and defended. When corporations pander to the liberal agenda, they must be punished. When corporations stand up for conservative values, they should be supported. This brings me to Freedom to All, the bottled water company that proudly represents us. They have hilarious sayings on each bottle like, "This water ain't woke," and "Bottled with liberal tears." Use the code BILL for a 15% discount and subscribe to Freedom to All. We must never discount freedom, but we can discount water as long as you use the code BILL. Please visit freedom20.com to order now. That's freedom, the number two, the letter O.com. Freedom20.com, use code BILL for 15% off.
Hey, fellow business owners, Kevin Wall here, and I've got a game changer for you. When it comes to your team's safety and your business's success, think Blue Sky for workers' compensation insurance. Blue Sky Insurance is a locally owned and operated independent insurance brokerage focused on solving your small business insurance needs. You know that accidents can throw any business owner a curveball, but if you work with Blue Sky, you can consider your bases covered. Owners Steve and Amy Miller will help you with a tailored plan designed to handle the accidents and let you do what you do best. Run your business. Whether you've been in business for years or you're just starting out, call Blue Sky today. Do it right now, 702-410-8020, or visit them online at blueskylv.com. Blue Sky Insurance, your partner in workplace safety, 702-410-8020 or online at blueskylv.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Tuesday, the parallels between Jimmy Carter in January 1980 and Joe Biden 44 years later are spooky. Let's take a look. President Carter could not get inflation under control, and his energy policies led to long lines at the gas stations. That was appalling. Under President Biden, prices for essentials of life have risen 17%. Gallon of gas cost twice what it did. Iran taunted Jimmy Carter by holding 52 American hostages in Tehran for more than a year. Today, Iranian surrogates cause massive damage in the Middle East. Billy Carter, the president's brother, accepted $220,000 from Libya to lobby. That would be close to $1 million today. And we all know about Hunter Biden, who makes Billy look like a common pickpocket. The national media continued to support President Carter despite his dubious record because they loathed Ronald Reagan's conservative posture. In 2024, the press remained solidly in President Biden's camp. Reagan, of course, waxed Carter, leading to years of prosperity for the country. Jimmy was bitter when he left the White House, but history shows that the voters made the correct choice sending him back to Georgia. The nation is now reliving 1980. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Let's go to the mail. Bill Saravenja, Fruitland Park, Florida. Mr. Bill, can you please take a couple of minutes to explain how Iowa and New Hampshire became the bellwether Republican primary states? New Hampshire passed a law. State legislature passed a law signed by the governor. Said New Hampshire has to have the first primary. And if anybody encroached on that, New Hampshire just keep moving it up. So it could be up 2 years before the election. That's number one. Iowa, pretty much the same thing. We're going to have a caucus. It's going to be the first caucus. And the other states, they kind of didn't challenge it. And now it's ingrained in our system. Larry, what happened to the Democratic mantra, no one is above the law, when they were going after Trump? Why does not a reporter ask Biden this? Biden agrees with him that if Biden agrees, then ask him if he'll pardon his son. Biden's not going to talk about pardoning Hunter at all, ever. Until he does it, which he will. Jess Bonneville, Clayton, Ohio. Bill, you compared Michelle Obama's experience to Donald Trump's. Are you kidding? All right. Has Mrs. Obama started and operated many businesses in this country? Okay, Jess, look, I'm a fair man. The question was, what policy experience does Michelle Obama have? And I said, the First Lady of the United States for 8 years, and Donald Trump didn't have any public policy experience either. That is 100% true. Now, if you want to evaluate the worthiness of a president on what he or she does in private industry, fine. But I'm cautioning people to say, you voted for Trump, he had no public policy experience. That's all accurate. In a moment, something you might not know. If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or have no warranty at all, listen up. Car Shield has a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that's now available to the public. Save on out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. So please call Car Shield now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. 800-925-7584. For a free quote, this protection plan is at an all-time low in price. Drivers who activate the vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. So please call for your free quote, 800-925-7584, 800-925-7584. Hey, what do you have to lose? 800-925-7584.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Update brings you something you might not know. The 2024 primary season is officially underway. The exposition now moves from Iowa to New Hampshire, where voters will have their say 1 week from today. There is no doubt this will be the nastiest political contest in history. But the USA is no stranger to vicious campaigns as well as a few upsets. Here are the most surprising election results in U.S. history. 1948, President Harry Truman versus New York Governor Thomas Dewey. Pollsters thought Dewey had the race in the bag. Every survey showed the Republican easily beating the incumbent. On election day, however, Harry Truman pulled off the impossible. He received 303 electoral votes to Dewey's 189 and won the popular vote by more than 4 million. 1960, John F. Kennedy versus Richard Nixon. The Republican was favored to win until the first televised debate. The handsome Kennedy came off cool and confident, Nixon nervous and sweaty. JFK won the White House with 49.7% of the popular vote, compared to Nixon's 49.6%, incredibly close. 2000, George Bush versus Al Gore. The electoral stalemate lasted 5 weeks. On election night, the media called the race for both Bush and for Gore. They reversed again, then gave up. In the end, the contest was decided by 500 ballots in the state of Florida, and the Supreme Court made that call. And the biggest upset in American history, 2016, Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton. The former Secretary of State was expected to dominate. Every major poll had her leading in most swing states by a 5-point margin or more. The New York Times had the odds of Hillary winning at 92% on election night. By 11 p.m., the race was over. Trump had vanquished Hillary with 304 electoral votes to 227. And here's something else you might not know. The closest election in U.S. history happened in 1876. The immortal Rutherford B. Hayes beat Samuel Tilden by a single electoral vote. Back after this.
Do you want more online safety and privacy? I know I do. That's why I started using NordVPN. It guards me against various internet threats. Digital trackers, malicious websites, and malware-infected downloads, back off. I choose to browse with more confidence. I choose NordVPN.
To avoid digital threats, turn on NordVPN. It's trusted by millions of users. Just visit NordVPN.com. One of the fastest VPNs on Earth will block web trackers, malicious websites, and malware-ridden downloads. It will also encrypt your internet traffic while maintaining a smooth connection. So improve your digital privacy and protection against hackers with one simple click. Get the special deal at NordVPN.com and enjoy safer internet daily. NordVPN. Cybersecurity built for every day.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking at...
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.